This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hi, this is Andrew Van Vuren, and you're listening to the Daily Witness podcast. Today's episode, I want to talk about believing God for your spouse. Now, let's get into a word of prayer, because there's this awesome testimony that I want to share with you of this man that believed God for his spouse against all odds. And I want to really just elaborate on his testimony. It really blessed me. It blessed my socks off. Even though it's winter and my feet are cold, and I just got to put the socks back on. But let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, thank you for that testimony, Lord. Thank you for opening my eyes. And Lord, thank you for putting me in a position to bless others with that testimony, just to show, Lord, how easy things are. Lord, you are such a blessing to us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Lord. And Lord, speak through me today, Lord, and just open the eyes of everyone listening to this podcast, everyone that's believing and trusting you for a spouse, and show them how easy it is, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, so recently, Maurice and I, we did a podcast series called Your Godly Partner. And that series has 4 episodes in it. And in that series, I mentioned that, you know, those 4 episodes, that isn't going to be the only, you know, teachings on divine partners that this ministry is going to release. You know, just like, I want you to see this, you know, just as we as ministers are growing in certain revelation, we're going to share that revelation with you. I mean, that's what a minister does. A minister spends excessive time studying out the word and, you know, praying that the Lord helps him connect the dots and really gets into the spirit and then delivers this to God's people. And, you know, when the hearer receives that, it's going to be easier for them, because now they get given that revelation on a silver platter. And I'm really blessed to be in a position to do this. I mean, it's praise God. I love it. So there is this testimony that I heard. And once again, this, you know, that series that I did with Marius, your godly partner, it really isn't going to be the only teaching on receiving your spouse. This one is a continuation, and I promise you this, as time progresses, there's going to be more and more revelation on the topic, because like we said in the series, your godly partner, if you didn't hear that before, I encourage you to go to rss.com, or you can go to iTunes, or you can go to Google Podcast, and you can find the series there. It's only four parts, and it is an introduction to this whole thing. You know, praise God. It's a good series. And God has a special partner for you, whoever you are. Listen, God is love. That's something that you got to know, that you know God is love, and He loves everyone, and He doesn't love certain people more than others. You know, like the human race does that, but He doesn't. He is complete love, and He's got this awesome spouse for you. And, you know, I want to share this. There's this friend that Trev and I know, and when we were a lot younger spiritually, you know, he used to visit a lot, and, you know, fellow brother in Christ, and we all used to stand praying for our partners, and he had a list of what he wanted, and, you know, a lot of Christians are quick to quote that scripture that the Lord will fulfill the desires of your heart, okay? And yes, that is scripture, but, you know what real love is when we stand back and say, Lord, I trust you. You know, Jesus is my shepherd. I trust you. You know, Adam, I know this might sound like a very, very foolish example, but Eve was Adam's divine partner. Now, yes, even when God brings the right people together, doesn't mean that they're perfect. You know, they're not flawless. They're not, if I can say, you know, special gods. You know, everyone can make mistakes. No one on the earth is perfect, except obviously when Jesus was in his earthly ministry, he was perfect. And everyone can make mistakes, but Eve was Adam's godly partner, and God was the one that brought Eve to Adam, and Rebecca was Isaac's divine partner. Now, the divine partner might not be, you know, perfect in all their ways. Just remember, you are someone's divine partner. And you got to be honest with yourself. You don't have to answer this to me, but you can be honest to yourself. If I to ask you, are you perfect? You can answer that truthfully to yourself, because I'm going to say it straight. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not pretending to be perfect. You know, there's things that, there's mistakes that I've made. And, you know, no one's going to live out the rest of their life without making a single mistake. But, you know, the divine partner is the most perfect person for you. Okay, they're the most perfect person for you, because God fashioned them for you. You know, you have, there's things in your life, and there's things in your divine partner's life that's, it's just gonna, everything's just gonna work together. Okay, I like using this very simple example. You know, you cannot buy BMW parts and put them on a Mercedes-Benz, or vice versa. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, you buy Mercedes-Benz parts. And that way, the car can function, you know, like it's supposed to. Praise God. Okay, so I'm going to just share two scriptures with you, and then I'm going to jump into that awesome testimony. This first scripture that I want to share with you, this is Genesis 2, verse 18, and this is from the King James, because I love this version. It says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." Once again, I always say this because it's true. It's always going to be true. God did not create several women for the man. And then he didn't come to the man and say, okay, you pick. No, the Lord created one woman for the man. There is a thing called godly partners or divine partners. Now, I'm going to jump to the New Testament, and I'm going to go to Mark chapter 10, verse 9. And this is what it says. It says, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." In this verse of scripture, it's very clear that God does the joining. God creates your divine partner and God joins you two. But there is a condition. There's always a condition. You have to trust Him to do the joining. You have to do it by faith. You know, I've said this before in the Your Godly Partner series. So many Christians start off well. They go to God. They go to the source. You know, God is love. No one knows love like God knows love because He is love. And, you know, they ask Him for His highest will. They start off brilliant. But then they cut off that prayer and then they start looking in the natural themselves for a partner. They'll go to their local church and start flirting with the opposite sex. And, you know, they take matters into their own hands and they stop God from moving. You know, when they act out and they do things in their own strength, they stop. Faith stops right there, you know. And if you are going to singles meetings to try and find someone, you don't need to pray and ask God to join you, you know, with your wife or your husband, because you're doing things in your own strength. So when it comes to divine partners, I remember the Lord told me one day, He said, you cannot make divine partners happen in your own strength. It has to be supernatural. What was He saying? It has to be done by faith. We have to stand back and trust that God will do it. It's like, you know, when we believe God for healing, when my eyes were messed up and I was believing God for my healing. And if you knew me back then, I was in a terrible state. Man, I was just in a bad state. And the doctors could not help because they didn't even know what the problem was initially. I had to pray it out. And when I trusted God for my healing, it was supernatural. He healed me supernatural. And I remember when that healing manifested. I sat down on my bed and I turned on the news and it was 11 o'clock in the morning. And this news anchor started talking and there was something that he said. I don't know. I was listening and all of a sudden my arms flew up in the air. I did not plan to do that. My arms just flew up in the air and I started praising God loud for my healing. It just happened. I didn't plan. I didn't say, okay, I'm going to go into my room. I'm going to turn on the radio. I'm going to do this. No, I just went in and my arms flung up in the air and I started praising God for my healing. And I felt this tingly feeling that started at the crown of my head and it went right down my whole body. And after that, I never, ever, 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 ever got dizzy ever again. And my healing was supernatural. I could not make that healing happen in my own strength. Okay, even if someone is a doctor, they cannot fix their own eyes. They cannot do it. So anyway, divine partners has to be supernatural. If you are downloading apps to flirt with people, then why pray? That is not supernatural. If you are going to singles meetings, that is not supernatural. If you are flirting with people at your local church, that is not supernatural. When you stand back and you are trusting God, and the Lord brings a person into your life supernaturally, and you two start speaking, and you just click. That is supernatural. So anyway, there's this man that he's been a family friend of the Funfurians for many years. As a matter of fact, when we got born again, we met him, and he was going to our local church. And back then, he was really on fire for God, and he enjoyed hanging out with us. He enjoyed praying, and he was one of the guys, you know. And cut a long story short, years went by, and he moved over to my side of town. And because originally he was on the other side, you know, and we would go to the same church, and he would hang out with us, and he would come over for briars, etc., etc. And he moved over to my side of town, and he started working at the same place that I was working at. And work kept him very busy. Now, I want to just elaborate on something. He would literally go from work to home, and from home to work, and work to home, and he didn't have a social life. He really didn't. And obviously he would do his grocery shopping, but outside of that, it was literally work and home, work and home, work and home. But, you know, this man, his biggest thing in life is he just wanted a woman. You know, that's all. He didn't want fancy houses. He didn't care about cars. He didn't care about money. He wasn't materialistic. That's what I want to say. You know, his biggest thing was he just wants to have his woman. And like, I can understand that, you know. And he didn't have, you know, because he didn't have a social life. There's a lot of people that go out all the time. And it's very easy to meet someone if, you know, you're always social. It's very easy. You know, if you always are going to parties and you're always hanging out with people and people are coming to their houses and you go to Bry's and, you know, you're just meeting people all the time, it's very easy to get into relationship. But what I'm saying, this man, he did not have a social life. Now, he could be very social. He's a very funny guy, you know, but because of his situation, he was between work and home. And he is a bit older than what I am. And, you know, he might not have had a social life, but he had faith. He had faith. And I remember, like, something about this guy that I respect a lot is the fact that, you know, once he starts speaking something, you can't change the words of his mouth. He goes for it, you know, and he started speaking that he's going to be getting married first between Marius and myself, because obviously Marius has been believing for his wife, and, you know, I've been wanting mine, and he's been wanting his wife, and he would say a lot that he's going to get married first, and we were like, okay, like, you know, whatever, you know. I'm the type of person, I'm not in competition with anyone, because personally, I don't care. I'm just that type, you know. I want to focus on my life. I don't want to focus on, you know, beating the next person to certain points in life. So like, I really don't care about those things. But for him, he wanted to get married first, and he was speaking it and speaking it and speaking it. And that was the word that he got into his mouth. And he went out and he bought himself, he called it a marriage bed. So he bought a, I don't know if it was a queen size bed for him and his future spouse. But he told me that he doesn't sleep on that bed. That is for him and his wife. Okay. So, you know, anyone that follows this ministry, anyone that listens to Trevor or Megan or Morris and myself, you're going to hear certain things come up quite a bit, because we talk about faith quite a bit, you know, and faith is a victory that overcomes the world, amen. And there is a few things that's already sticking out to you if you know a few things about faith. Number one, he would do a lot of speaking. Number two, he acted out on what he believed. He bought a marriage bed. Now, some people might think it's silly. No. He's acting out on what he believes. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. You know, if you are expecting a child, if you and your spouse are expecting a child, you are going to do up the nursery. You're going to make a nursery. You're going to act out on that. If, like my brother was helping one of our partners, and he's one of our partners as this business, and my brother was telling him, hey, if you expect more customers, act out on that. You know, get more boxes ready. Even if there's nothing happening, you're acting out on it. You know, and so he, this man that I'm talking about, he bought himself a marriage bed. He bought a wardrobe for his future spouse. And he refused to put anything in that wardrobe. That was for his wife. And then he told Trevor and I many times, he said he's got to do his place up for his wife. And, you know, just his words going in the same direction all the time. And his works, his words and his works. You know, many times what we do is we'll start a faith project. And, you know, our first day, man, we're really getting it on all that. And we're praising God for that victory. And we confessing. And, you know, we might do works. within the first week, and then late on the weeks, there's a word for it, it dwindles. Okay? And all of a sudden, the words start slowing down, and all that excitement is gone. And then it's like you're faced with reality, like nothing happened. But not with this man. No, not with him. He just kept going in that direction. You know, he kept saying he's going to get married first. He's going to get married first. He's going to get married first. And listen, I know some people might be confused about that. You know, a single person believing God for a wife or a husband. And listen, what he did, the woman did come. She did come, and I was there the day that she came out the blue and sent him a Facebook message. And they used to work together many years ago. And she asked him to go out for coffee, and I was there, man, right next to him. And he said, "No, he doesn't want to go." And I said, "Go." I said, "This could be a wife." And you know what? They went out for coffee, and they clicked after all those years, and they did not jump into marriage. They dated. You know, so, you know, many Christians might say, hey, don't believe for a wife or a husband. You know, believe for God to bring the right person into your life. Listen, you can, the Bible only talks about spouses. The Bible doesn't speak about dating. The Bible does not speak about boyfriends and girlfriends. But you know what? The Bible does speak about husbands and wives. And when God brings that person into your life, this is where you need to control yourself here. And you need to be friends with that person. You need to let, if I can say, nature take its course. You need to spend time getting to know them. Now, many years ago, I rushed the agenda of getting married. This was when I was a younger, spiritually speaking, and I messed things up. And you know what? It's fine to mess up. I'm going to say it straight. It's fine to mess up as long as you learn from your mistakes. If you learn from your mistakes, then that's a mistake that you're never, ever going to make again. So, you know, in that sense, a mistake can be good if you're going to learn from it. So, you can stand, you know, believe in God for your godly spouse and do what this guy did. You can do what he did and you can stick to it. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This did not take 3 weeks, but it worked. He's getting married. They're planning their wedding as I speak. And I believe in August, in 2 months' time, they're getting married. It's done. You know, praise God. That testimony really blessed my socks off, because he was not, he could not go out. He was working all the time. And I felt sorry for him many times. And I really did. But, you know, something I didn't see over into the supernatural, and I didn't see his faith working, but it was. You know, you and I can only see over into the natural. We can't see over into the supernatural. And all that time, his faith was working, and now he's happy. He actually did it, and it really blessed me. I'm really happy for him. I really am, and I bless his marriage. He's going to have a great marriage. And listen, that's how easy it is. God says he does the joining. Listen to this. Someone might say, no, don't pray for a wife or a husband. You know, pray for that God just brings the right person into your life. But listen to this. This is Mark chapter 10, and I'm going to be reading from verse 7. Yeah, I can do 7. It says, 7 to 9, it says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twine shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twine, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." God's talking about bringing people together that's going to end up together. You know, if you want healing, you believe for healing. You act like you're healed. You talk like you're healed. You praise God like you're healed. If you're believing for a partner in your life, you're not praying for a boyfriend or girlfriend. You're believing for your husband or your wife. So do what he did. Hey, I'm getting married. I'm getting married soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to start preparing. I have to start preparing for that. You know, faith without works is dead. You cannot just speak a big game and do nothing in the natural. You know, God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world. He said it. For God so loved the world. God has always been loving us, but check this out, that he gave his only begotten son. God did something in the natural. Jesus came in the natural. That was his works of him loving us. He didn't just speak a big game. Man, I love you guys. I love all y'all. No, he acted out on it. He sent his precious son Jesus to die for us. God loves us. Jesus is God's love to us. And if you're going to start acting out on what you believe and keep at it, God will be able to do for you what he did for that other man. Man, that testimony, it really stirred me up. It really did. It's so simple. You want a wife or husband? Start planning the wedding. Start getting your life right. Start buying things to move out. You know, there's this other minister. She's in the States, and she is big on vision boards. She's big on acting out on what you believe. And this is Bible. James chapter 2, it's all there. You can see up even in the Gospels, it's actually all over the Bible. But she says, you know, if you're planning a trip, buy luggage. You got to do something, and you got to keep doing it. You got to keep speaking that way. Man, praise God. This has been easier than we've thought. And Father, Lord, thank you for this. And Lord, lead each and every person that is believing you, Lord, for their right spouse. Lead them into victory. Lead them, Lord. Make it simple for them to understand, Lord. I know you will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, I cannot pray be with them because you're always with us. But Lord, lead them. You know, God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.